the hogs they had shed, made them out of just, I've seen them make them out of poles, split logs, you know, and make rails and make them out of them, and some, they had a sawmill around, they'd make them out of planks, just like these old buildings I've got around here, but they made them out of elephant. They'd just take a bunch of poles and make some logs, and all the cribs is made out of logs, just cut the notches in them, you know, with a sharp them this way and then cut a notch in them, set them in that. And they bore holes to them, drive pig in there.
They were all pigs?
Yeah, most of them. Most of them have been good work. All the houses are pigs. That house we lived in had heart poplar logs about 8 inches in diameter, and they'd be 14, 16 feet, and they'd hew them, you know, with a broad axe.
Uh-huh.
And they'd notch them, and then they'd take a big auger. I got some out on the house to use, so I'd bore down some and take a big pig and take a mallet and drive the pig down to them so it wouldn't slip. And then he'd get between them and take a little chip of sticks and put the plaster in there. Like some of them used mud, clay mud, but ours was made with sand and whitewash and lime. I mean, lime and cement, and cement it together. Them bastards were warm. We always, well, our house was sealed and put the rafters across the top of it.
Did you have room up on the top of the house?
No, it had a loft up there, but you put them down that way and the seals would be up, down in next to the house, and you'd take a plain one with your dress by hand and put it on top of the seals of the place, nail it up on like that, make it smooth. They'd be down there. You'd take nails and nail all on them and hang clothes and hang clothes all on the wall, you know, our clothes racks and hat racks just on the side of the wall, you hang clothes on. Yeah. If you didn't have a wardrobe, everybody had big trunks. Damn trunks would be this big, had a roll top on, had a drawer out, you take it out. And it's always strapped, had big leather straps on and a lock on them. That was damn trunk, every one of them would have that way. It'd take two men to tote one up. You put them about to get ready to go in the way, you just take the trunk and put it in the wagon. Get your pair of mules or horses to it. Put everybody's clothes in. Going off this and just load up a trunk and get in the wagon and go see. Folks visited more then. They'd go stay with my uncle and my family come stay a week with us, and they would maybe be 20 miles. Take all day long. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get in the dark, and you got that damn wagon. Wasn't no road.
What were the roads like? I was going to ask you.
Just the little path. And when you got 18 years old, you had to work on the road gang 2 or 3 days a month. They didn't have no pole action and no damn thing. And you worked it with shells, mules, and turning flies. And damn scoops. And when you come to a damn creek, they made a ford most of the time. The creek got up, you had to sit there without gun weight, and it went down before you'd get across. Well, it would be rain in the creek, you know, you'd have to wait till it to run down. And sometimes, then they got to build a bridge. And the damn bridge you built now wouldn't, them bridges they made then wouldn't hold up nothing. One tractor would tear them all there, and it wouldn't be in the bunch of splinters we ever got on. And they'd split logs, you know, and flatten them out and make the decking for them bridges. We got a sawmill. Old man Haynes come from Tennessee and brought a sawmill right there where I was born and put it up and they hauled them logs. They had derriggins. I don't know where you know what a derriggin is or not.
What's that?
It was a big log wagon with had high wheels on it. It had 6-inch tires on it. It was cut on the bottom, you know, cut short, and had bumps on it. And the name of the people that made it was Durgin's, just like James and Graham wagon, a Ford car or something.
Yeah.
Durgin's people made them wagons. And they had two big sheets of steel on them bunks so the logs couldn't slip, you know, help them on there. They had pins run through them bunks, and they had a